And we're back to What Night Court Is. I think John Larroquette is on it. And Harry Dean Anderson, my... speaking of grandmothers, my grandmother once told a story where she insists that she ate at a restaurant next to Harry Dean Anderson.
I keep calling him Harry Dean Anderson.
Because I'm getting him confused with
Harry Dean Stanton,
from Battlestar Galactica, and the actor from MacGyver. Who am I thinking of? Harry Stanton?
Harry Dean Stanton is the guy?
Harry
I think?
Dean Stanton. No. Henry Selick.
Harry Dean Morgan. Stanton Dean Rich Harrison.
Jeffrey Morgan. All right, now I think we're going to... this is part of the podcast where we name... where we have to name our $50 or up Patreons. That's one of the rewards. So why don't you go ahead and take it away, Matt. You start.
All right. Thanks, Red Boober Cross Time.
And that is all. Thank you very much to all of our $50 patrons. We always appreciate your support, and we could use more. Matt, I can't speak for Logan or Kevin or Jamie or your wife, Jill.
Or me or yourself.
Are you? I can't speak for you either. I know you can't speak for you. But, we don't do this for money. We do this for fun. We do this to keep up with some old friends.
Yeah, we do this for funding.
We do this... Well, I would like to turn that fun into some fun. This could really be my full-time job, I'm hoping. If we meet that goal, and we're looking for... What is a good wage a month? What is it? Like, what's 50,000 divided by 12? Like, 6,000 a year. 6,000 a month. So we're aiming for that. The Kinda Funny podcast has about 9,000, so we think we can make it.
If you guys believe in this, we can do it. And Dylan is out there during the day doing some really messed up things. So if we can raise this money, we can get him off the streets.
Get me... here's the thing. That's one less... This is a very scary time. 2017 is a terrifying time for you and your children. There's international uncertainty. There's economic uncertainty.
People on podcasts are vaguely threatening you.
There's that bill in Congress to take off the pause button to make you listen to the podcast all the way through. I could go either way on that. I have a lot of influential friends. And I don't know if you know this, but Matt lives in Tallahassee, Florida. That capital of Florida, that is one of the world's, I think, 12 biggest economies. We have a lot of sway, is what I'm saying. Yep. Well, we're not saying it, we're intimidating.
Intimidating?
This music. No, intimidating it. You got it. So anyway, let's give the people what they want to hear about Godzilla. I haven't really thought about it since I saw it a couple weeks ago, but let's see if we can dredge anything up on that.
I don't even know if this if these levels are where you can actually hear us.
I can hear you, and I like what I hear.
Alright, give me a second and I'll listen to what I've recorded and see if it's okay.
Alright, I'm still gonna talk though.
No, stop talking.
Alright. I'm done.
Welcome to... Hey, where's Logan? I miss him. The only podcast on the internet where Matt and Dylan talk about nothing.
Is this legal? Yes.
City. I don't know.
Been the capital of India since this African
right.
City.
Now
in
I'm paying attention.
BC. Scipio Aemilianus looked at the burning
Carthage.
City and said, "It is glorious."
What Deborah, is Carthage?
Nope.
What is Carthage? Come on, Deborah.
Ancient history, 1600.
The city of Tikal became an important ceremonial center for this civilization prior to 100 AD. James.
Oh.
What are the Maya?
That's it.
Yeah, this is like playing Jeffrey and Hard Mode, playing it with someone else on the phone, listening to their TV. I like this. Normal Jeopardy is way too easy.
And this league.
Yeah,
went out
and
of
me
existence.
Too, because I'm trying to get audio
James,
working
what's
right.
What's the Peloponnesian League?
Got it.
Peloponnesian League. Oh, that's when the Spartans and the Athenians.
You are.
Fashion house launched its more affordable Miu Miu line.
IKEA.
Miu Miu.
The name of this cocktail means strained pineapple.
Where's Pina Colada?
Pina Colada, correct.
Was it La Quinta? I bet it was La Quinta.
30 kilometers per hour on this Italian motorway.
Via Appia.
The faster Nazi.
I just realized I'm literally leaning over on my right trying to crane my ear to hear this in a headphone. That's not really how that works.
Notes that he was born in the year of this cat, and fittingly, went to the University of Missouri.
When is Garfield the cat?
I'm amazed this is working.
Madison adds that he was born in the year of the goat, as was the Constitution when it came to be in this year.
1789.
What is 1787, right?
Fuck me. Loser, take it away. I'm done. Take away my history card. That's it. I'm out.
She was born in the year of this animal, as she sang about a white one.
What is rabbit?
Sex rabbit.
Nope.
Yeah, it is, Alec.
What is a rabbit? White rabbit. Lee, back to you.
Yeah, sex rabbit, I told you.
He notes he was born in 1800, year of the monkey, and invented vulcanization, monkeying around with rubber.
Who is
Oh. Johnny Vulcan.
Long arm of the law for 400.
Affluenza teen Ethan Couch was busted in Mexico after cops traced a call to this pizza chain, but didn't arrive in 30 minutes.
Yeah, El Chapo's pizza.
Pizza Hut?
Nope.
James. Comet Pizza.
Domino's.
Right.
Long arm for 1200.
John List was arrested in 1989, 18 years after killing his family. After his age-enhanced image ran on
what is
this
America's
Fox
Most Wanted?
TV show.
He was one of the first ones called.
What is America's Most Wanted?
That's it.
Long-arm
well done. That's it. Are they skipping around the board, or are they going down the line? I hate it when they skip around.
They skip around a little bit there, but I fucking hate this.
I hate it when they do that. Fucking Arthur Chu ruined it for everyone.
5,000.
Okay. Especially when it's tricky categories that you have to figure
Fugitives
out first, and they
run,
go right
but they can't hide from this.
Yeah, the tricky puzzle ones. Yeah.
Member nation organization founded in 19.
I was watching the trial version.
What is Interpol?
One time.
What is Interpol?
Oh,
Interpol
sorry.
Is right.
Ed?
Oh, my mistake. I'll fight that.
No, he's going to talk.
No. This is good.
Don't flee to Sri Lanka. The U.S. and that country signed this type of agreement. September 30th,
Ceylon?
1999.
Oh,
I
talked over it, so I don't know.
Her top 40 band, 1600.
You know, I used to do a quiz bowl when I was in like high school, but I always would like
Haley
talk
Williams.
Over the question, so I couldn't hear it.
Paramore. That's right.
This Paragon.
Is, they name a lady and you say what the band she's from.
Okay. Smashing Pumpkins.
2000.
Martha Davis. Jane.
Who are the Vandellas?
Nope.
Oh, Billie Holiday.
The Motels.
The Big Bopper.
The Motels.
You're all on the board and in good shape, ready for final. Here is the category. International symbol.
International symbol.
Like a triangle. Everybody understands what a triangle is. Math? That's international. Even aliens get math. Here's some trivia. We'll play some Jeopardy in the break. Classic Jeopardy
all right.
break.
Give me some Jeopardy.
Gotcha. What are the songs that they put on the Voyager gold record and sent to space to tell the aliens what music we like?
Mozart's.
Mm-hmm. It was 1970 something, if that helps.
Staying Alive.
You got it.
And.
The
B Sharps.
I was hoping you would say that, and you did. I would have also accepted Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees.
Can I, do you guys have some kind of coupon book I can clip, like, if I made, like, so many serial appearances in a row? Like, do I get one free at some point? One free podcast?
What are you talking about?
You know those things like the subway card where you clip it every time you come in? Like, I've been to this podcast so much lately. Like, should I get, like, a free something? Like, a free podcast, maybe?
You clip it?
You know, like a subway card. Do you remember that when you were younger? I would say kid, but
what
I was
you're
a
talking
kid, so
about.
You were older. Okay, have you ever been to a restaurant and you, like, you...
Yeah?
Like, they clip a... You have a little card that has, like, 9 divots in it, or whatever, 9 spaces, and they clip it. And then, like, once you clip a certain amount, once you punch the whole card, you get, like, a free sub or some shit.
They clip it?
You know, they take a little hole punch and they punch a hole in it. Are they like maybe
yes.
like a special stand?
The hole punch. Yes.
Now we're on the same page, right?
What about it? Now you're on the trolley.
Do I get... This is the most labored thing I've ever said in my life. This is like... I'm having postpartum depression already and it's barely halfway out of me.
Mm-hmm.
do I get, let me see how long I can drag this out. Do I get a free something? And that something would be you to make up, and it better be funny, because I've been on this podcast so much lately, I'm not always on it. Now I'm always on it. So reward me? Reward me. Yep.
Okay. I don't know. I can make weird noises in your ears again.
Yeah. Give me. Okay. How does the Nightcore theme sound mashed up with Law and Order?
Hold on. Let me open one of my browsers.
Oh, that was hypothetical. I didn't mean for you to do that. While you're doing that, I saw a great picture, I'm sure it was photoshopped, of someone's back, and then it just said it's like a producer taking a little flip drinks down. That's one of my favorite things.
It said what?
It said it's making a producer dick wolf on the trim stand there.
You're breaking up, dude.
Oh, what no, you're saying. But we still have time. We can still be together. What do they have that I don't have, besides most things?
All right, Jeopardy's back on. Shut up.
Thank God. Oh, is this where they talk to each other and they introduce?
No, it's the end.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's right. It's triangles, right? That's the subject. Famous triangles?
Now representing an organization, it was formally adopted in Article 7 of the 1864 Geneva Convention.
Oh, Red Cross? Is my guess.
What is...
That's a little early for the Red Cross, though. Say it again.
Now representing an organization, it was formally adopted in Article 7 of the 1864 Geneva Convention.
I think it is the Red Cross because they actually amended those a few times, and they had in the Hague Convention as well, where they added like a red crescent, like for Middle Eastern countries or for Islam dominant countries, and then like a red Star of David for Israel. That's a real thing. It's probably not
it
that.
It was the Red Cross.
Like a real soup. It was the Red Cross?
Yeah. But oh you forgot God. To wager someone... any money.
Oh, that's right. I wagered nothing, so I get nothing. But I lose nothing, too. Do you like when someone says something strange on their end of the
yes.
board answers and Alec has to pretend that he's seeing this for the first time even though he can always see their answers?
Yeah, I like when he squints because like, they scribbled it real small and he's like trying to read it real hard.
Even though he has access to this and he can see what they write, so he shouldn't have to have trouble. That's on my bucket list to be on Jeopardy with Alec Trebek, but I thought he was supposed to retire, I think.
I don't think he's ever going to retire.
He sells my grandma some insurance real hard, though. He knows what grandmas want, and they want his insurance. I love the final question on Jeopardy. Sometimes it's like the easiest fucking thing I've ever heard, and sometimes it is like the most obscure thing that like no one gets. Everyone loses. A podcast is like starting a fire. You know, it's like more art than science. You never do it the same way twice. There's a lot of variables that could go wrong.
Is that like starting a fire?
It's like starting a fire, yeah. And that I don't know how to start fire, so every time I do it, I have to do something different.
So it seems like magic.
It's essentially magic. Well, the science advanced far enough is indiscernible to magic. I think Arthur C. Clarke said that.
Yeah, he said sufficiently advanced. Like
and then he died.
I really need to download this Night Court theme so I can play it on a loop and not have to keep refreshing the page.
Yeah, and just to have on you know, maybe a Night Court button. It makes me feel good when I hear it.
Probably need to make this my ringtone. Not the Night Court theme, but this entire episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, how long can ringtones be? I don't have an Android phone, but I bet you can customize it. You can just let it go forever and ever.
Yeah, you could probably, like, disable go to voicemail, right?
I think you're right, so it would just ring forever and ever and ever. So, I like that idea. So, Godzilla. That Godzilla movie was pretty good. There was a dumpy little monster that walked on all four legs called Baragon that apparently was reused in a lot of other movies. I thought Godzilla looked pretty cool. Like, obviously, like, you're never going to suspend your disbelief to see, like, guys in suits, like, for them to not see them as guys in suits. But I appreciated that, and I enjoyed that. So, I guess, like, what's the formula of a Godzilla movie? Like, you need to have humans that move the plot along somehow, and you need to care about them, but you need to do it in, like, a very quick fashion, and they have to be broad enough to where, like, the whole audience can relate to them. I mean, it's very tough, but it sounds like. Like, is there a Godzilla movie that's, like, very known for its human story? That would be...
Sorry, I left the room.
That was a hypothetical.
Did you say anything?
Please don't answer it. What's that?
Did you say anything while I was out of the room?
No, I didn't say anything.
All right, hold on. I gotta get my power cord.
No, I didn't say much. Okay. I must enjoy the sounds of Nightcore while I sip my coffee.
Boop, boop. Boop, boop. Beep, beep.
Love that part where they break it down towards the end. Man, I gotta watch this Nightcore show. It's got a great theme. And if the bread is this good, I wonder what the meat's gonna taste like. The show, the meat show, show me. Where else would I know John Larroquette from? I really don't know. He was in the Star Treks.
He was
like
the
third bad guy in Star Trek.
What's his show called? The John Larroquette Show.
Right, that ran for two seasons, and the first season was very dark, and then the second season they made them lighten it up, and then it was canceled. Why do I know that? I've never seen the show, Matt!
I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm trying to see if I can set up another Skype account so I can... Skype to my computer from my phone so I can go get those wings and we can still record this.
And just so you can have like a permanent background music too. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with instituting permanent Nightcore background music. I think we have a quorum here. There's two of us. I might just buy my own woodblock just so I can do that last part. Oh, fun fact, when I was trying to call you and listening to the Skype ringtone, I've never noticed there's like this slight sound that sounds like bone, like tapping bone. It sounds like a knuckle tapping like your skull. It's just the worst. And you can turn it down and it's just as loud. It doesn't affect the volume of that.
And what
is
that? What are you talking about? What?
So what have you been up to? As far as Godzilla goes...
Hold on, I'm trying to accept my request.
Alright. Are you pro-Zilla? I'm a Zilla man.
Yeah, Godzilla's great. What, you don't like Godzilla or something?
Alright. Do you have any more Jeopardy saved up on your DVR? I love that show.
No, I could look up old Jeopardy clues online, though.
I like that too. Oh, actually, I used to. Oh boy, I used to watch like on YouTube, especially Jeopardy, and you can watch like Jeopardy in the 80s. You watch Jeopardy in the 70s. You can watch British Jeopardy.
Is this working?
British Jeopardy
working?
Is very fast.
You hear me?
You hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Okay, that's my idea. Here's what we're doing. There's a little podcast audible. Put on an old episode of Jeopardy on YouTube, and then we'll try to answer the questions.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I,
some of the categories are very fun. Yes?
Should I also keep the Nightcore theme playing?
Yeah, and make sure you keep that echoey thing so it sounds like there are two of you talking.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, because now you sound like there's like two bats are shouting at each other, messing up your microphone. And
can you hear yourself?
No, I can just hear you, but two of you. It's fun.
Talking.
Yeah, it's like there's a, it's like you're a Mass Effect character. You sound like a Turian a little bit.
Oh shit!
Oh shit!
I have to call the wing order though. How does that work?
Should I just call you?
What?
No, you sound like a cool robot. I don't know. You sound like a really cool robot, not like a lame robot. Like someone's cutting out of Skype. You sound like a neat robot. Like you're made up of two different consciousnesses.
Consciousness.
No, there is no consciousness.
And hung up.
You know, like a Siamese robot, conjoined robot.
Wings go.
wait, but if that robot has a scar on the other side, somebody, anybody? Well, lost Matt, it's just me. I'm hoping he's recording this because this is some gold.
Say it right.
Podcast gold. Patreon gold.
Say it right.
Hey, right.
Ta-da.
Trebusif. All right, so Jeopardy. It's funny watching old Jeopardy, too, because they don't wait until he's done doing the question, so you can buzz in as soon as you want to, and it makes the game go super fast, and you almost never know the question. And some of the categories are really fun. Like I think one category was just women. It was literally women.
Yeah, it's...
women. Yeah, put on that old Jeffs, man. That's what we say in my household. It's time for old Jeffs.
Do you have hot chili lime sauce for the wings?
Oh, that would be so good.
Could I get 10 of those?
Yeah.
And a basket of veggies with blue cheese.
Ooh, save some for me. I hope you're getting delivery because you're not going nowhere.
Nope, that's it. Matt?
All right, what's the name for that order? Matt?
Matt.
Okay, it'll be about 2 hours.
Yep, M-A-T-T.
Da-da-da-da.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye. I cut that out because I said my phone number on it.
Oh, did you? I talked over it, so that's fine. Yeah, when I edit this, I'll just put in a string of random numbers that I said over.
All right, what's 10, 15 minutes from now? 8:25?
8:25? That's reasonable time for pickup. Oh, man, do you want some personal trivia? Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
One of the places I was looking at living in Tallahassee when I was there would have been right next door to someone who manages a Hobbit Grill, and he was a really cool guy, and he invited us in, and he made his own beer, and I drank one, and I didn't live next to him, so I feel bad.
Interesting.
Maybe hey, it's the same hey. Guy you're gonna get your wings from. Oh my God, you're so loud.
You can't hear this, can you?
I can. That's all I can hear because it's so loud that I can't hear any other noise.
Can you hear Night Court?
No, just you. But like okay. you, okay. like in a bad way, like not cool. Can you hear that? What? I just took a sip from my coffee drink.
Wait, I'm too loud.
Yeah, you're like too loud and muffled. Like it sounds like your volume, your gain is way too high.
What?
Now it's worse. Man, I want a supercut of us. We can have a whole podcast of us figuring out audio issues from every episode. We could work it out.
What about now? Do I sound bad now?
Episode 71, though, is shaping up to be one of my favorites, even though we're down a few people.
Do I sound bad now?
No, you sound better.
Okay, so it was probably because I was talking to you and two phones at the same time.
That was my guess, and I was right.
This is what I'm going to sound like for a while.
God, it's awful.
Sorry.
Well,
sorry.
Our podcast. No, don't apologize to me. Apologize to our listeners. Actually, wait. Never. No, it's their fault.
What?
They need to up our Patreons here. We got to reach that stretch goal, regular goal. So Godzilla, what is the name of it? Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla. Is that what we watched?
Hold on.
All right.
All right.
This was a huge success. We gotta talk about Godzilla a little bit, though, to make it official.
All right. And I'm gonna play that.
Okay. Uh-huh, there it is. There's my sweet, sweet candy. Yep. Looks like you just closed the door, and it's just me and Night Court. I'm fine with that.
Wait, I can't hear the Night Court.
Oh my God!
What?
Ugh. It's like Megaphone Matt over here. You're speaking into two landline telephones, and you have one in each hand.
I'm hearing double.
See, I'm hearing double. Four Matts.
Wait.
All right, here we go.
Night Court sounds great.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, I can hear that beautifully, but you sound like a garbage robot. Like a robot that we invent to pick garbage at. it still sounds good.
I'm coming through on my phone.
It sounds like I'm on holes, kind of. But I'm on hold for like the best hotline ever because they're playing the Nine Chord theme. And I never want them to be picked up. I know my wait time's 40 minutes. I want to listen to the Nine Chord theme over and over and over again. Have you ever had to call Apple technical support?
No.
It's funny because they have a, like, they let you choose, like, okay, what kind of music would you like to listen to? Like, press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 5 for silence. Silence, please. Thank you, Apple.
Why would I call Microsoft technical support?
That's not what I said, but you're right. It's
pointless. Apple.
Maybe ask about Apple products you might get. Maybe like ask about like, hey, I'm thinking about getting an iPhone. Like, what are some issues people call with? Like, try to dissuade me from getting one. Like, try to, you know, sell me on not getting an iPhone. It's sort of like how like a scientific experiment has to be like falsifiable. You know, hypothesis does. It's like that.
All right, I can't hear it
on my phone, so you'll have to tell me what music is playing whenever it switches.
I can't hear or see you. Logan, watch Manly. It's the best cartoon.
Ah, shit. I gotta plug my computer in before I leave.
It's pretty good. So should I keep this on while I walk into a Walmart? Because I'm about to do that.
Yeah, and I'll keep it on my drive to the chicken wing store.
Oh, I love this. Matt, I can't be away from you, your voice for too long. This is great.
Yeah, this is weird, but it's, maybe helpful to me because I'm used to living with someone who is not here this week.
That's true. It must be very sad, and you have to take care of all your animals by yourself. They're probably going to kill you.
I have to defend myself from them all by myself.
Yeah, that's a two-person job. Yeah, your wife's gone. Are you guys having trouble? She had to clear your head.
Hold on, I can't think while I'm plugging things in.
While you're juggling beer bottles?
Beer bottles.
I love how I can hear you trying to plug stuff into your desk or whatever, and I can hear the beer bottles like wobbling while you do that.
Oh, it was just the one beer bottle.
Oh, just the one.
From the other night.
It's a big one, though.
That's what you said.
Hey. All right, listeners, call in and try to maybe text Logan on Facebook and tell him, we hate the podcast without you.
Oh, man.
I can't hear it, but I see that the Rockford Files is on now.
I love that show. Theme. I can't hear it either.
Wish I could hear it. I hear like a hint of it every once in a while.
Oh, so you're in your car right now and your house is broadcasting this theme songs? Oh, that's good. I can hear it now. Alright. Am I allowed to have a phone conversation in the Walmart bathroom? Because I kind of have to pee. I just drink a whole coffee.
Yeah. That's the best thing to do.
Alright, I won't say anything then. I mean, I will say something in the bathroom, but I won't, you know. I won't give myself away.
Can't tell if this is too loud or not.
Well, it's weird because it was fine, and then you turn it up, and then it got too loud.
Talking.
All right, that's pretty good. I'm gonna order Chipotle too while we're doing this.
Are you pronouncing that right?
Chipotle. Do you remember when Tallahassee got a Chipotle? That was an exciting day for me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Alright, this place is called Kung Fu Tea. I love Beach Boulevard in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, because every other shop is a head shop. Like, you could play a drinking game. There are so many on the street.
Every other shop? That's not like, as many as I thought, then.
You would think it's more, right? It's a very boring town with nothing to do. Do you know what the Jackson Mole's like slogan is? I feel like we talked about this, but I'll remind you.
The head shop.
Yeah, head of the head shops. It's
Jacksonville. Called... Get some head.
Jacksonville. Yeah, that disarmed me. Sorry. it's called the Bold City, which is an amazing slogan, right?
Did you say bold or bolt?
Bold, like a Cheeto might be bold, or like a Nacho Supreme would be bold.
I like fiery Jacksonville.
Wait, I like Cool Ranch Jax.
There hasn't been like a fire in Jacksonville recently that I'm making light of. It was
how
there?
Insensitive. Oh, you must so constantly think of the hospital fire where all those kids had to die.
Oh no!
So if they don't haunt you.
I just meant to say another flavor. Smoky. No, that's bad.
Burn veal. Oh.
Not a flavor. I can't think while I'm tying my shoes and leaving.
Beat kids. Why are you wearing your Hobbit grill? Yeah, that's on a drive thru, is it?
Asking why I was putting on my shoes to go outside?
Yeah, I don't do that. You gotta get that Hobbit sheen on your feet. You're not gonna build up your immunities if you go outside not barefoot.
Gotta get my money. My keys.
Can you still hear the fucking movie check? I hear you so good, dude. You sound great.
Now, can you
Logan, I did this for you. I hope I'm making you proud.
Oh, man.
All right. Restarting it with
Night Court.
Oh, my God. It's getting louder and louder. My world is becoming a Night Court. Oh, I love this.
Talking! Yeah, this works. Talking. I guess that's okay. That's an alright volume.
Incredibly long, right. Unbroken sentence. Moving from topic to topic, it was quite hypnotic. Nautic.
What are you doing? Hey, Danny!
Excuse me? Thank you for your service. Whoa, I have my sunglasses on the whole time. It's so dark outside. I wonder
it's MacGyver.
I've never seen MacGyver, but it sounds like it. Da-da-da, MacGyver. MacGyver.
All right, can you hear me okay?
I mean, you sound worse than you ever. Every time you've asked that question tonight, you've sounded worse.
Well, I'm in the car now, is why.
Is that what I sound like in the car? Because you sound like shit. Oh, never mind, you sound great now. You sound like a cool robot.
Man, I'm running really late for these chicken wings.
I hope they're not cold. Have you not left the house yet?
Yeah, no.
Dude!
Dressed and fixed my thing to do this. Fine.
I don't want to go to work. I want to listen to Night Court and Night Rider all day. Only night themes, please. If you have any songs from Welcome to Nightville, I would take that too.
Kind of making me psyched to drive around. Right. You want to like Something.
Are you a vegan?
Maybe.
How the heat team theme goes? I don't remember all the noises.
All right. I just successfully used the bathroom. Achievement unlocked.
Congratulations, Dylan.
Thank you. There was someone, there was literally no one else in the bathroom except for one other person, and they decided to stand next to me, the urinal next to me, so I felt weird about talking.
Oh, yeah, I know you've had trouble with that before. You can do the potty by yourself.
It's true. I gotta be by myself to go. I can't have someone talking. Oh man, this early boss Yoshi hat, I kind of want that. It's $10. It's like a Yoshi on the front, and then like the back is like a mesh. Here, I might take a picture of this and just like show the podcast. Maybe they can vote on it real quick, see if I should buy this hat or not. It's $10. It's got Yoshi on the front. Mesh on the back. It looks pretty awesome. I might do it. So where are you driving, buddy?
What?
Oh man, I love it when like it's when you discover a TV theme that turns out it goes for like 6 minutes, and like you never hear it unless you seek it out.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Didn't Gene Roddenberry write lyrics to the Star Trek song so he would get paid for it every time they play it? Even though you've never heard that song with lyrics.
Yeah. Wait, is this it? Is this the Star Trek theme?
Yeah, right? Isn't that the joke? Like, he just wrote lyrics to it so he could share the royalties with the actual composer.
Yeah, no lyrics.
Gene Roddenberry was a hack fraud.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm in the electronics section. Help me out.
Right.
Is this Quantum Leap? It sounds like Quantum Leap. I can't really hear you, but I can hear this theme song, and I'm loving it.
Back down.
Yeah, I'm just walking through Walmart. What's up? Whoa, it's a Lego Yoda Jedi Starfighter. I didn't even know Yoda had a Starfighter.
Yeah.
Well, here's the duel on Naboo where Qui-Gon Jinn gets killed.
Shit on the BL.
I love how there's like this Lego Star Wars sets, and the two of them are Yoda's Starfighter that I've never seen before, and Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan's duel with Darth Maul. Those are the two things that are represented in the set in this case.
Is there a Qui-Gon Jon? That's his brother.
Qui-Gon Jon.
It's a rare figure.
Qui-Gon Jon. He's just a guy. He comes with like a, I don't know, like a W-2 form. That's his accessory.
For the face.
I thought the podcast consulting firm told us that people like to say topical, so we should talk about taxes.
Oh, yeah. It's April 14th.
It's tax season. Yep.
Time to get those tax forms into your attorney at law.
Mm-hmm. So get those tax tips. This podcast is sponsored by the federal government.
Also, here's a PSA. If you're driving tonight, don't make a Skype account and call yourself on your computer so you can record your conversation with your dumb friend, because it makes you not as good at driving.
Oh, that's a shame. I was able to drive the, 50 minute to Jacksonville, and I did a great job. I even got some honks, some complimentary honks on the way.
Look, I'm doing an amazing job, but I'm saying compared to my normal skill level of driving, Like, I'm only amazing, and I can tell that's a huge decline from where I'm normally at.
You're a 9, and now you're not like an 8. Noticeable difference. I feel like a crazy person walking around this Walmart and talking to myself.
Yeah, you sound like a crazy person, because you said you're doing that.
Oh, there's Crash Bandicoot? They have Crash Bandicoot toys? Alright, let's crash.
This place. Now I gotta decide, do I leave you in my car? Or take you
I don't know. That's a question only you can ask. Only you can answer. Only I can ask.
Question only I can ask.
Alright, I'm gonna go buy this now. I will try not to talk to you. Can I buy this?
Alright.
Thanks.
You hang on the car. I'll stick you on for you.
And I don't need the plan. That's fine. I guess I have any switches, do you? Nah, yeah. Still a hot item.
Yeah.
Where's the pin? Okay. Where's the pin?
It was on the...
Oh, snap. Okay. Thank you. Wait, so did you leave me in the car, or am I with you right now? This is the most exciting podcast I've ever been a part of. Really good content. Matt, I can't wait for you to listen back to this, because you just missed some amazing content.
Either.
This Nightrider's theme is getting louder when you were gone. It's getting louder and louder.
Oh, wow.
I can honestly say this is the most exciting podcast I've ever been a part of.
Yeah. Man, why didn't I turn that music down?
This is a great idea.
I turned it up so I could hear it on my end, but it's apparently it's just loud enough that I hear it cutting in and out, and it's really annoying the shit out of me.
Me too. Every time I talk, it cuts out. Like that. Alright, don't listen to me. I'm gonna put my pen number in.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna put my PIN number in this debit card machine, so don't listen to me.
You're putting your penis in a debit card?
You heard right.
Ow.
One is very small, and one is very big. I'll let you decide which.
Oh no, I'm being pulled over by the cops.
Oh yeah, because you're not allowed to podcast in the car, right?
I don't know that they actually went through with that law. I ran over some sidewalks. So
okay. You're fine.
Maybe they're mad about that. I don't think I damaged the sidewalks.
No, I think you're just trying to get out of their way, right?
What
the sirens were going.
Alright, hold
this
on.
This reminds me of the last time.
Coming up here. I think I can lose him.
Okay, that's good, that's good. Just make sure you get on the podcast. That's a good copy. Alright, you'll lose this. Yet. You'll lose those cops pretty soon. Man, this is great car chase music, too.
Yeah, it is. I wonder
you ever
if
have
this
those
is
songs?
Subconscious what encouraged me to do this.
Pretty cool. So what other songs like are on the list of things where you'll just go like 20 miles over the speed limit if you're not paying attention?
What other songs?
Yeah, what other songs, you know? Where you like gotta look real cool and you like crease your brow and you know you got like both your hands on the wheel and you're like, oh, that's really intense. This is definitely one of those songs. Have you ever seen an episode of this?
Huh?
Have you ever seen an episode of this?
Ever
of Knight Rider?
Episode of this podcast?
Yeah.
Wait, is that my car beeping or yours?
I can't tell. I think it's probably yours.
Oh, man. I hope it didn't land on a YouTube of a car door opening.
It could just be your house. Maybe your cats are touching your stuff. Maybe your cats can hear the computer on, but no one's home, so they're like, what is happening? I guess we had to break out all of Matt's stuff.
That is what they would decide.
That's always Dante's MO, though. Can I say your cat's name on the podcast? Dante McGillicuddy. I don't know
no, but I'm pretty sure we've said it before. Yes! Right. I think I lost the cop. I drove through a red light, and the cop had to stop because it's
Woo.
So long.
What a dumbass.
Good what job, the Matt. Fuck? He ran the red light. That's illegal.
Yeah, it is. He's above the law. I hate it when like cops are just driving and then they like flash their lights and go across the street just because they don't want to wait. Not cool. All right, I'm ready to go find some corruption, some nuclear power plant corruption. That's what the song's from, right?
Yes, it is.
Someday I want to live in one of the states where the southern states where the governor is a crook.
I'm actually thinking now about like maybe I should pull over, but I'm wondering how that would go down. That seems pretty embarrassing.
Oh no!
All right, I've decided it's a bad idea, and I am gonna play an old trickaroo and pull into my neighbor's driveway and then jump out and run into my house.
He's my butler.
Hop over there all night, hassling my neighbor while I'm eating delicious chicken wings. This is good music for trickery, too. Cop-related trickery. Hey! I got disconnected.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call? There's something weird and it don't look good. Who you gonna call?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who can you call?
likes the girls. I ain't afraid of no girls.
Man,
what's up, dude? What did I miss?
If anybody's going, house.
That was Ghostbusters. I love how I love calling you on Skype and then just hearing. That's my favorite persona that you have, I think. Sorry, I was going to a place to get some food, and there was a big line, and I didn't want to improv with you, but now I'm ready. Let's improv. So you're under arrest, and I'm the policeman. All right. Oh, hi, don't call me now. I'm an Irish policeman, don't you know? Oh, you're under arrest. Oh, busting makes me feel bad. I'm the police. Unless you just want some more. So let's talk about that new Ghostbusters. I think it was pretty good. Ghostbusters. Oh, do I bury the lead? I'm sorry. How are those wings, man? What did you get? I was talking over you when you ordered on the phone. What you got, like some honey garlic? Or like just like spicy? You can't hear me? I'm just wondering what wings you ate tonight? Like what wings you got from the Hobbit American Grill?
Chili lime, bruh. I've never had it. It's a relatively new sauce.
That is pretty good.
It smells good as hell.
Smells hell, huh?
Smells
hell,
good
that's
as hell.
A smell.
Oh, that's least as good as hell. Probably even better.
Oh, it's better than hell. Trust me.
How am I going to eat these chicken wings and work my computer at the same time?
Just do what I always do when I have to do a podcast.
And ruin your computer?
As if they're not doing the podcast. Like, I just peed, and I'm probably going to eat pretty soon.
Well, eating the chicken wings has nothing to do with the podcast. Like, I'm not averse to eating on the podcast, obviously, but I don't want to get sauce all over my computer while I'm trying to modulate the sounds.
How come every time, like, you talk about your computer, you talk about it as if, like, it's some sort of, like, coal machine or, like, a train, like a 19th century train that you always have to be, like, turning gears?
Did you make a train sound to illustrate your point?
Wow, what is
that? Are you driving a train?
Is it an Aldi horn? I don't know. All right, I hope I run into someone I know, and I can just explain to them that I'm doing a podcast. Yeah, no, I'll pick up. Dylan, should we? Thank you. You too.
Just pick up your food.
I won't tell you exactly what happened, but I'll just tell you that this Chipotle is in the bag.
Food talk. That's the way to do it. Call ahead. I only called ahead at Chipotle one time, and I forgot the name I made up.
I went to my favorite Jamaican restaurant, Caribbean restaurant, in Gainesville for the first time in like 7 years, and they still had my name on the file. It was my roommate's name, but it just kind of blew my mind.
It was extra bad because, like, not only did I not forget... Not like I just forgot it and then was trying to figure out what it was, but the guy actually, I guess I was the only other person other than the other person that was ordered ahead. And he was like, Mortimer? And I was like, no. Oh, wait. Yes.
Matt, that's literally the first rule of fake names.
Remember what they are?
Remember what your fake name is. When I get Domino's Pizza, my name is Buck, and I never forget it.
Well, I guess I'm some kind of fucking rule breaker then, baby.
Listen, if you can't hang with the funny fake names, get out of that funny name. Use your real name.
Get out of the funny,
get out of the funny fake kitchen.
Get out of the funny fake kitchen. It's 1992, and you don't have to be in the kitchen anymore. You can go vote for Ross Perot.
All right, I am back attached to my Wi-Fi and my phone.
Thank God, you sound beautiful.
Taking my pants off.
I can hear the air coming out of your nose, like, through your nostril hairs now. It's, like, high definition.
Well, that's not true, because I'm nowhere near my
phone sound.
Oh, this is great. Talk more. This is torturing your cats.
Can you hear Dante?
I can never not hear him, even when I'm not listening to you. I can always hear his death shriek in the back of my mind.
Honey, baby.
I can always feel his fur on my mouth as he tries to suffocate me when I sleep at your house.
Well, now you're going to hear me chicken wings pantsless, so...
Oh, I can tell. You know, I was going to guess that you weren't wearing pants, but I want to give you your privacy.
I was there, but then I put my...
Oh, your wife's not there. I assume you had to be completely nude all the whole week. Yeah, so eat your chicken wings and keep talking to me on the podcast because I want your cat to get really mad at you.
He's trying to hug me.
No, that's not a hug. I want Dante to finish what he started.
Hug me all the way?
Yep. All the way hug. The long hug tonight. What TV song theme is this?
I have no idea.
What is the Ghostbusters cartoon theme? I bet I would remember that if you played it. Touch your computer with your chicken wing hands, please, and remind me. Wow, this sounds awesome. Is this what Fame is? That's fine.
I don't know. I was just peeing, so I muted my microphone.
Oh my god, I kind of have to pee again after that coffee. Here, let me get it to my friend's house. And use their bathroom.
Baby Donnie.
Alright, hopefully they have the door unlocked. About 40... Oh, is Dante killing you?
Nobody
just burst into my room.
He is kind of a burster. He bursts.
So...
No.
Alright, good. So let's talk about Godzilla and make this nice and legal.
Alright.
Wait, can I turn on... I turned on my off my air conditioner to, like, make the podcast sound nicer, but it's, like, fogged up my windows. Can I turn that back on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's perfect. After.
Perfect, okay. Alright, so Godzilla. Not too bad for a lizard. A mutant lizard monster?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I mean, there are way worse. I would rather have I would take a Godzilla over a Zilla any day. Oh, here we go. In a world where someone wants to hear tinny brass, little does he know that that's all he can ever hear. The scary door. Did you just close the scary door?
All right, I turned that off.
Oh, that's a shame. Man, let's do the Twilight Zone podcast. That's a good show. I bet no one's done the Twilight Zone podcast before.
All right, should we do... All right, well, first of all, as always with any podcast, the first thing you need to come up with is a title.
Okay. That's the very... how about Twilight... Well, let's do it. Twilight Pod Zone. Nope, we can do better.
Twilight Phone?
Twilight Phone. Flintstone Phone! Yeah, my dear, my dear. I'm talking to you.
I don't know what that was, but it was spooky. That could be one of those things.
I like how there was a sign gag where, like, that school in Cypress Creek, like, had a website. And that was, like, a joke. Is that your cat? Or is that you?
Both.
You gotta share the wings, man.
What?
You gotta share the wings. I know Dante can smell them. I'm sure he's tearing up your carpet trying to get inside of this room so he can eat them. And you. Paint me a word picture of these wings. They're chili lime. That's an unusual flavor.
Alright. This is weird. I'm just taking my first bite now.
Okay, yeah. So what's the mouthfeel going on for this chicken? Is it fresh?
No, mouthfeel is chicken-y.
Chicken-y? Good. Does it taste like chicken?
Yeah, it's like... tendon-y.
Okay. That's my least favorite part of eating any chicken tendy, is the actual tendies.
Yeah.
It's kind of gross. Oh, I saw a thing on Twitter that said that if you're on Twitter and you're talking about chicken tendies, it's like a code word for Putin bots to, like, recognize each other. And I feel bad because I don't have a Twitter, but I talk about chicken tendies all the time. Like, if I'm talking about chicken, I'm talking about tendies. So I want you to know, Uncle Sam, that I'm on the level. So we're bombing Syria now. How about that? Is that going to fix something? It might. Thank God. I think I read or I saw that like he like Trump like saw like it convinced what convinced him to bomb was like seeing the victims of the gas attacks. And that's kind of a terrifying prospect if he's literally is swayed by stuff he sees on TV, like into emotional responses.
Yeah, I think so. Like,
hey, I'm about to walk into my friend's house, so be cool.
Wait, what does that mean?
I mean, keeping your wings. Cool. Be normal self. Right. Hey, dudes. What's going on? I got tacos for Gary. All right, I shouldn't look at either of those screens. Get your Pro Controller, buddy.
Is your cover blown?
There's a couple of them. All right, I'm going to pee in your toilet.
It sounds like they're on to you.
Tango Foxtrot Whiskey. Wait, wait.
What?
Do you like eating chicken wings to this?
It's like you're peeing on my computer when you do this.
And you're eating chicken wings while this happens. I think this is the third time I've peed with you, and I love this, actually. I'm kind of liking the social aspect.
And these wings are extra watery.
That's the problem with, like, straight guys. Like, they don't talk in the bathroom.
This is at least the third time I've peed in front of me audibly.
Yeah, Autumn might piss. All right, well, that's the end of the show. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy those wings.
Take it easy, bitch.
And... stop recording now.